You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to another show, another episode. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I've been working like a dog. I've completely forgot that you guys are out having a good time, living your lives, enjoying almost of this pre-post-pandemic life. Say that three times fast. I'm excited for so many things. I think this is going to be the summer of just, I feel like it's the 70s, you know, free love, and people are going to just have a good old time, and I'm here for it. I just think, you know, we've learned so much in this past year about ourselves and about each other, and whatever it is you're doing out there, be safe, be kind, and, you know, enjoy yourself. I just got back from Kingston, Jamaica last night, actually. And you're asking probably why I have a fireplace on. And it's always every week if when I'm home, should I put it on or shouldn't I put it on? Well, I live right at the water, guys. So it's still a little chilly here where I'm at in Laguna Beach. But I enjoy it. And as long as you guys aren't offended by it, or I wish I had some marshmallows, actually. That would be fun. So that's why I have the fireplace on. But I have a really special guest all the way from Kingston, Jamaica, and we're going to put him on in just a moment. But I want to go over some of the stuff in recap of what we've been doing for the last year. I know a lot of you follow me on Instagram and Facebook and some of you on Twitter. And so you're seeing me post from all over the place, and you're thinking, you go everywhere. What are you doing? It's not just for vacation, guys. It really is a hustle. But we want to bring you the Pandemic Project documentary. We're still in edit. We're almost done. We're going to start getting to the scoring part of it, the music and the licensing and all that fun stuff. Shout out to our music guy. We'll reveal him later. But we have a really talented score producer, and I'm excited to have him. So this American version of the film is being wrapped up. I encourage you guys, we're almost at 1,000 views and likes. I'd love it if you come onto YouTube. Leave a message. I read all of them and I like all of them, even if it's not positive, but everything's been pretty positive. We are aiming to just show you what's happening with people. We're not aiming to give an opinion. We're not aiming to talk politics, because in our camp, in the producers that I've worked with and myself, we believe that this is a human story and a human issue. We do not believe it's a political thing. We believe that it's something that's happened in our society, and we just want to show how people are moving through it. So that's what we're doing. So it's called the Pandemic Project documentary. It's on YouTube. Please give it a like and a follow on my channel. And my channel is Latchkey Kid Films by Monique Leray. And you'll see me in a green prom dress. And that was from one of the award shows. And you'll notice I'm glammed up in that photo. And you'll recognize that it's me. So you'll know we're in the right place. There's other producers and my co-hosts and castmates on the Pandemic Project documentary. We got our first laurel, guys. I'm not sure if I took the time to give you guys a shout out here. Shout out to Gentry Stanley. Shout out to Christopher John. I drug them all around America last year, and we were able to meet these entrepreneurs and survivors of the pandemic and people who were overall just trying to make their way. And they were very honest, and they gave us their side from all walks of life, from all businesses, from all areas. I mean, we went up and down the coast, left and right, in the middle, far and wide, from San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Anchorage, Alaska, to Waikiki, Honolulu, to Las Vegas, Nevada, to Chicago, Illinois, to New York, New York, of course, down to Phoenix, up to Seattle and Portland. I mean, we really do want to represent, but we didn't get to New Orleans. We didn't get to Michigan. We didn't make it over to like Oklahoma. We did Texas for like a day. So we, you know, we spread it out, but we did as much as we could do. And, you know, this is a self, you know, independent thing, you know, where we were doing this on our own. We don't have a network or production, big production company backing us yet, but we're putting it in the universe that someone will love our little film and pick it up. So we want to, I say all that to say, we got first laurel, which is like the Greek mythology what do you guys call this? But it's like a floral. I have to get the proper description, but you know, you see it because it's a film or it's a winner. So we were selected to the first film festival we even submitted our trailer to. We haven't even submitted the whole film because we're still editing it. But we got selected at Venice Short, like in our trailer, enough to select us. And we're hoping to win, you know, one for our trailer and win for our film. So that's something we're working on hard. So yes, guys, I'm pushing this really hard because this is a passion project of mine. Justice for Jackie was going to be my first film. If you guys follow anything I'm doing, Justice for Jackie, shout out to Jacqueline Sawyer's family and the Puyallup Tribe of Indians up in Tacoma, Washington. That is very much on the heels of this one. And if the pandemic hadn't happened, I wouldn't have shifted to the pandemic project documentary. I would have put out the Justice for Jackie documentary first. We're gearing up to start back on that next month. So I'll be doing three documentaries at the same time. The second one or the third one that you might be asking is the pandemic film, which is why I was in Kingston, Jamaica. That is the international version of this one. So it's the pandemic project documentary, which covers all of America, and the pandemic with 15 countries. Now, if I get a bigger budget, I'd like to do 20 and 20. 20 cities for the pandemic project across America and 20 countries around the world for the pandemic film. So that's why I'm traveling so much. That's why I'm hopping on a plane every other week. And that's why I'm pushing this so hard, because later, guys, later, maybe around Christmas time, we're all roasting marshmallows and reflecting on this year and relaxing and enjoying our family and friends. Maybe we could look back and see what happened and how we managed it. So that's all. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm really honored to have met some beautiful people in Kingston, Jamaica, some really cool, just irie people. Is that the right term, guys? Business owners pushing through things. You know, I noticed a couple things there, you know, with how commerce happens. You know, there's limited. Here we've got all types of, you know, got Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, and trying to move around as an entrepreneur in other countries. I could see why the cryptocurrency thing takes off. I could see why people creating opportunities in other countries and ways to pay and move around works. I think I get it now. But I'm just, you know, I feel really blessed to meet these people. And one of the people that I met, his name is Daniel. And he's a creative entrepreneur, and he's here with us. He's here with us now, all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. Daniel Edwards, how are you?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So greetings from Laguna Beach, California, and you're in Kingston, Jamaica today, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. Tell everybody your name, your full name, and tell them a little bit about yourself and what you're up to these days in Kingston.
All right, so I'm Daniel Tafara Edwards, a spiritual being having a human experience, a creative entrepreneur, a speaker, and a trainer. And I am the chief visionary officer behind T180, which is a lifestyle brand. Caribbean-based lifestyle brand designed around three pillars: aspiration, motivation, and transformation. And we do workshops to help Caribbean people tap into their greatest and highest selves. So we have workshops on personal branding, financial literacy, time management, wellness. And then the second business now is 180 Events, which is just a value-added event agency that produce, long story short, which is behind me, which is Jamaica's first and only monthly storytelling showcase / live music experience. It began in September of 2019 and became an underground, a cult favorite underground. We had a number of Jamaica's best and brightest creatives sharing true stories about themselves in 5 minutes or less. It was snowballing. And then in March of 2020, we had our biggest show, and then we got shut down because of COVID. And I just said, you know what, let's just pivot and turn this into a web series. So we've continued to produce content, and it's continuing to grow and leave a cultural impact that is slowly fanning out into the diaspora too.
Wow. So that's where we are. That's awesome now. Because That's awesome because you pivot. You're the epitome of what it is to pivot. In the middle, like you said, you've got something really amazing off the ground that's a cult favorite, and then COVID hits. So you right away, you had something lined up and you shifted right to it. That could probably be the best lesson out of all this for an entrepreneur. That little thing you had on the back burner, you know, and it's all online, by the way, put that to the forefront. Something happens. And now, you know, what do you want to say to entrepreneurs about how important it is to have an online presence and an online platform?
It's mandatory. I mean, I'm even embarrassed that I don't have a website. I had a landing page, but I'm so embarrassed because I mean, when I met you, you're all savvy.
Here's my website right here.
Boom! I was like, damn it! Come on, Danny, get your shit together. Yeah, it's mandatory. It's mandatory. Your presence in all of the various media, sensory media. So we're talking about print. We're talking about pictorial images. We're talking about audio. We're talking about audiovisual. They need to be able to access your content in all of these formats. And also, entrepreneurship is about learning to dance. So in the club, right? DJ, drop on some salsa. Boom.
Yeah.
Now we're playing reggaeton. Now it's EDM. Now it's 90s hip-hop. Now it's 90s. And then you have to catch the dance fast and keep up with. So that's what it is like, really. Learning to dance.
That's really true. I think you've given it like a musical reference, like going through the phase. What's hot right now? And I'm always going to be hot in my book. But I feel you. Yeah, but you know, this is really great because Daniel, the show's called The Startup. It's not called The Finish Line. So,
exactly.
You know, you're always going to be starting up no matter where you are in your business in different phases. So, yeah, you might not have that website, but sometimes in the beginning, you have to just get what's important done and have that in your forefront of your budget. And then, you know, as long as you have an Instagram page, a Facebook page, Twitter page, LinkedIn or something where people can find you, those are free. So I love that you're on Instagram. And tell us about Long Story Short and the exact concept. So in case people want to join you on this and then where they can find you with Long Story Short.
All right. So the exact concept is that you tell a true story about yourself in 5 minutes or less. Grown musical artists. And Jamaica is the talent pool of the Western Hemisphere. I mean, yeah, in America is packed with talent, but proportionately, I mean, we're like this big, the amount of talent, especially musical talent. You could just be on a street corner here, an amazing. It's kind of like how Philly was. Remember how Philly was in the 90s? We had the Jill Scotts and it was just pumping out talent. That's Jamaica all day. Just hot bed. So you have all these stories, and the stories tend to be more in the inspirational pocket. So it's a lot of entrepreneurs. So it's like a mix of TED Talks, a mix of Oprah's Life Class, and a mix of, you know, deaf comedy jam.
Wow. Those are like all my favorite things in one space. That's awesome. So if someone has a story, you're going to be highlighting, you know, dance hall. And I guess this brings me to the next thing as well, which we touched on as we spoke about it when I met you the other day, is that you're actually forging ahead to do a dance hall documentary.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's exciting. Kind of goes in. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm a documentary buff. I don't really watch TV, but most of the time I'm addicted to documentaries. And know that I'm stepping into being someone behind the camera. I'm looking at it from a filmmaker's point of view. You know, angles, shots. You know, and as I watched Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, and I was blown away. And I'm saying, this is exactly what we have such a rich history, We have talent overload, but nobody's telling our stories. The people who tell our stories best are the BBC, like the British people tell the best, have the best documentaries about black music. That has to change. We have to tell our stories. So I thought about doing a documentary about 90s dancehall, because 90s, just like hip-hop, 90s is also the golden era of dancehall. So I wanted to do a documentary and call it Bad Light 90s Dancehall. Interviewing all the major players in the culture, from the dancers to the fashion designers to the artists, everybody.
Hey, well, I like this. So let's make this official today. Let's make this an official casting call for Long Story Short. We'll do two in one. If you're out there and listening to LA Talk Radio and you are an agent and you have a dance hall artist under your belt, or you know of an upcoming dance hall artist or hip hop, and they, you have a Long Story Short, Daniel here would like to hear from you and feature you. And Daniel, why don't you give everybody your contact information, your email or Instagram handle, where they can find you if they want to present their story for Long Story Short, and if they want to be a part of your dancehall documentary.
Right. So of course, for clarity reasons, remember, Long Story Short is for anybody with an interesting story, and then of course the dancehall documentary is another thing by itself. So for social media. Instagram, Long Story Short Jamaica. YouTube, Long Story Short Jamaica. Facebook, Long Story Short Jamaica. Email, longstoryshortjamaica@gmail.com.
And, you know, we were attempting to do my long story short the other day. We found this perfect shot. And Daniel, you could just see, like, because we're creative people, so when you get that perfect whatever, that angle, he's laughing, that angle, or like the, you know what I'm saying, you just are so excited about something and it didn't work out because of the location. But we got a good shot of you, and it was by an airplane, and it was kind of tongue-in-cheek for me because I'm always on an airplane, and I used to be afraid of them when I was younger, and now I love it. So I loved the shot for my story. And then Daniel got bummed and the wind was out of his sails. He was just like, I'm over it. But we'll get mine going. And now you have that shot, Daniel. That'll be your new place to go now, I have a feeling. Yeah, I'm going to turn that negative.
Youngster, don't take pictures. So you got a rear sight.
Oh, that's good. Yes. No, it was my pleasure.
So we would love you to send it in. We'd love you to record your story and send it in.
Yes. No, I'll do that for you. And it's got to be 5 minutes, right? Long story short.
Not under that. That's a proxy. 5 to 7. That's a proxy. You're a good story.
5 to 10 minutes.
You're a good story.
5 to 7. Five to seven.
You don't want the whole story. You want the long story short. I got
right. And it must begin with long story short.
Long story short with Monique Leray.
Must begin with that.
Very good. We'll do that. You guys, follow Daniel. If you're ever in Kingston, link up with him. He's got these amazing peanut brittle candies. Thank you so much. That was so tasty. And the other little flower cake, he brought me a treat. Just the warm Caribbean vibe and flavor. And I didn't have a red stripe when I was there. Dang it. You were having a beer. I didn't have one. Oh, well. Maybe next time.
You live.
All right. Well, Daniel, we're excited to see what you come up with as the documentary, and you'll have to keep us, you have to come back on and keep us updated with how that's going and however we can assist you here at the startup. We would love to hear your startup journey with this documentary that you're going to do.
Definitely. And I salute you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
The moment I saw you, I saw Kingston. I saw somebody who's just getting started.
Yes.
The best is yet to come for you.
Yes. Thank you, Daniel. I really appreciate that. And all the beautiful things you're doing with the healing and the wellness, that goes hand in hand with success. You know, you definitely have to take some time for yourself. So I think you've got the balance down there, and what I will too. So, all right. So we're going to see you soon, Daniel. I'm going to give the viewers and listeners a little bit more information, and you'll come join us again here in, maybe over the summer. Instant update?
Definitely.
All right. Big up to Daniel. Big up to Kingston. Big up to Long Story Short. See you soon, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm big up the LA ladies. I love the LA ladies. You know, big up yourself.
Big up the LA ladies. Yes. All right, Daniel. Stay awesome. You guys, that was Daniel from Long Story Short. He's in Kingston, Jamaica. He's awesome. Him and his friends. You know, I happen to walk around a lot when I'm in new cities to get familiar. I think it's just something us producers do anyway, casting people. We're nuts like that, and our hours are crazy. So whenever we touch down in a city and we've only got a few days or a few hours, we kind of roam around. We go grab a drink. We go grab a meal. We start talking to the locals, the bartender, the concierge, and whatever is around our hotel or where we're staying. And we just get the feel of the city. You know, Gentry's great at it. A lot of producers I work with, that's the way we're crazy people. But it's crazy in a good way because we can get what we need, extract from that city really quick, and go to the next. So I did that same formula, and I just kind of knew do it innately. And I go, and I was talking to these guys, and they knew Daniel, and they felt that we should link up. And so I literally met Daniel like 72 hours ago in Jamaica, and here he is on the show. And I'm probably going to do that again in other cities because there's entrepreneurs everywhere. So while we're doing the Pandemic Projects documentary's sister film, the Pandemic film, in other countries, I'm still meeting entrepreneurs, and we're going to feature them here on the show. I think it's a great synergy, and it goes hand in hand with what my brand's about. Speaking of which, I want to announce that we're going to be doing startup stories here on the Start with Monique LeRae. This is going to be another thing we post. And as I am traveling the world for this film, this documentary, I am going to be interviewing entrepreneurs as well. So I'll be doing small segments on my Instagram page. And I'll also upload them to my YouTube channel. And you guys can see it. And I met another entrepreneur who knows Daniel now through the same person I met in Kingston. And you'll see our interview. I interviewed him right at the hostel I was staying. That's right at hostel. You have to stay in a hostel. And you meet the coolest people. I interviewed the hostel owners for the film. So you really just get some great talent. So, you know, as we open back up and you guys go to travel, keep your options open when it comes to those things. If you're going to stay somewhere long-term or you have a small micro budget to do something and you're not traveling with multiple members of your family where you need a lot of space, a hostel that supports a small business, like a family, a couple that owns that business, that goes a long way for them. So I want to say shout out to Ragamuffin Hostel, Coffee Hostel Bar. They had it all there. And I met some wonderful people who I'll stay in contact with forever if I can. And those memories, you can't forget those people, and they add to your journey. So if you're looking at your budget and you're like, I can't do this, just know that there's always, with that being said, the next country we're headed to, and we'll see about this, it'll probably be in the beginning of June, and it'll be Canada, and then Europe, or Europe then Canada. So it'll be one of in that direction. There's a lot of logistics that go into traveling out of country during a pandemic, as you guys probably know, and things change every week, if not every few days. So I have to be in a place where if I do get stuck in the country for a while, that I can do so, and I don't have obligations here in Southern California that I need to be physically present for. So that's the scoop. I can't tell you anymore because I want you to watch the film. So beautiful, beautiful Jamaica. My second time in country, my first time in Kingston. Shout out to Crew Bar and Kitchen. They were amazing to me and welcomed there 3 days in a row. And they knew me by name and face by the time I left and made me feel really special. And, you know, just want to give an encouraging shout out to people who are, you know, hanging on by a string. I've been there. I you know, I'm doing this all myself. Of course, I have clients and people that support what I'm doing, and I'm grateful for them. But if you're completely alone or feeling like you are, you're not. Just keep going. You know, your startup vision is there for a reason. You got that business idea because it was meant to happen. And a lot of times it doesn't happen right away. Even though I like to move fast, I like things to go fast and I want it done. Sometimes I have to just let it breathe and let it be. So write it down, get started. Like Daniel said, he didn't have a website. Just do what you can. You can get a logo. You can start sketching it out. I can't draw for anything. My brother is an amazing artist. I can't draw, but I would do, if you write down what it looks like, you want to have copy, trademark infringement, and you want to be an original creator, just document what you want it to be and hire someone that can. Fiverr is a great resource. They're not paying me to say this, but I have been using them for many years. Shout out to Fiverr.com. So that's a great resource as well. All right, guys, this is a short show today, but I want to give a shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for your continued support and partnership. If you guys are getting ready for your pre-summer turn up, Michael Solberg should be at your backyard barbecue. It should be at the beach with you, and it should be in your wine cellar. Michael Solberg Family Wines is great for pairing with your wine glass and your memories. That's it. Reasonably priced. Under $20. Michael Solberg, familywines.com. Leah Solberg is a good friend of mine and his legacy. And she's an amazing person and supportive startup with Monique Loray, the best startup with Monique Loray and everything I'm doing. So shout out to Leah Solberg and Michael Solberg Family Wines. Shout out to La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach. If you're ready to get out of the house and get your staycation going on, if you're in LA or San Diego or even Temecula or the IE and you want to come to the beach, great spot. We're right in between. I would say I'm right smack dab in between San Diego and Los Angeles. So if you want to get away, this used to be my getaway place where I needed to clear my head and get creative, and I wound up moving here. So La Casa del Camino, shout out to everyone there. Historic, beautiful landmark hotel with ocean views, Catalina. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Like I said, it's been a lot of traveling, but I wanted to come on here and at least say hello and give you an update. If you start at the startup with Monique Loray, or you can follow me on my personal, at Monique Loray Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. And as always, every Sunday I ask, what will you start today? You guys be well, and I will see you next weekend. Have a good day.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray, only on LA Talk Radio.